what would Martin Luther King think of today's protests? As we remember last we know of Martin, was he was in support of sanitation workers down in Memphis, Tennessee in 1968 when he was assassinated. So he was in the midst of protests there. Not only was he at that particular moment, this is 1968, involved in supporting sanitation workers in Memphis, Tennessee, he was also in the midst of organizing a poor people's march, not simply a civil rights march, but a poor people's march. And the poor people, whether they're black, Asian, brown, white, Native Americans. So he was organizing protests at the time of his assassination. And I think it's important, like King would always tell us, there are moments in a movement where we win battles and we lose battles, you know. But what he would also encourage us, and I'll say this probably several times in our conversation, is maintaining sustainable activism. And what does that mean? Protest is one thing, but at the same time, you have to reimagine, what do you want in the process? What do you want the change to look at? You have to imagine that. And I think Dr. King would say, yes, it's important that we protest in every way in which we can. But the most important thing is also we have to vision the kind of community and relationships that we want to come out of the process. Howard would believe as King would believe. In fact, Howard knew Martin Luther King. And he would believe as King would believe that it's a long struggle. Yes, we have this extraordinary capacity of human beings to imagine something better, to fight for something better, and to commit ourselves to something better. And that's what we see. We don't know what this something better is going to look like. We don't know if it is the transformative element that changes us and the future of this, not only this country, but the world. We have to fight for it. And on the way, we find different ways, as Howard would imagine. We find these movements of women, you know, these movements of people who've been disenfranchised. These movements, those who were incarcerated, the formerly incarcerated, all of them become part of this. LGBTQT, all of them become part of this, these different movements, you know. And certainly King would revel in the expansiveness of the movement. He couldn't talk about climate change there. He couldn't talk about, at this particular point in time, he couldn't talk about the issues between around LGBTQ. He couldn't talk about old vision, but now we can talk about it. And in doing that, we make a greater union, a greater country, and a better world. That's what our possibilities are. But it all comes with struggle, you know?
Right.
You know, what does it say? Power is never conceded, Frederick Douglass, except on demand. It has never will, it never has, and never will. Mm-hmm. So we have to demand it.